throughout your book, you're just the worst criminal ever. You're just not good at it, Gary.
No,
you're
not good at it. Stupid as hell.
Today, we're talking with my friend, Gary Beekler, better known as Nerdrotic, a YouTube powerhouse that I've been watching for years. He built a media empire of shows, and he co-hosts Forbidden Frontier that covers similar topics I cover in the Y-Files, although Gary actually knows about them. I just talked to a fish. Gary ran a comic book store in San Francisco. What happened before and after is one of the wildest comeback stories you'll ever hear. Gary recently published that story as a memoir called Waiting for Nerdrotic From Prison to YouTube. Yes, that is the title. He's the Sultan of Sci-Fi, the Sheik of Geek, the coolest con at Comic-Con. Gary, welcome to the basement.
Because once I started doing the drugs, I'm like, well, I need to hang around the people who are doing the drugs.
Yeah, the drugs.
Yeah, I was dealing to pretty much my friends or a couple of older people.
Thought it would be a good idea to get a gun, and I've got an idea how to get one.
So I'm going to go to an ex-girlfriend's house to where dad's got a gun collection. I'm going to break in while they're there. The door handle falls off. Just falls off.
So and you're stuck in there.
And I hide under a Porsche. Her dad, pulls me out.
But you see the feet, right?
I see the feet.
This is like in a movie.
Right. And then I've got a gun in my face.
Did he recognize you, no?
Yeah. It's a first-degree burglary.
First-degree burglary, yep. Yeah. What'd you get?
I got 4 years, but you do too. You know, in isolation, it wouldn't be that bad. But when you're living, think of the worst roommate you've ever had, but he's also a murderer.
Right.
So that routine I was learning in prison, I actually applied it afterward.
Well, you got into to comic books as an entrepreneur at a very good time in our culture. MCU is getting hot, right? Spider-Man's rebooted and it's good.
Sin City came out.
How's the store doing?
And it's just creeping up. It's doing better and better. September of 2013. And the store went from doing okay to like absolutely done by the end of the year.
And all this time, you're selling collectibles to feed your habit.
Oh, God, yeah.
Stuff that's one of a kind.
I laugh so I don't cry. I am 43. Just lost everything. Mm-hmm. And I am sleeping in my effing car. Through this, through the sober living, it starts to come together. And I have to go through, just swallowing a lot of pride. That, this is me getting a job. And in the meantime, I start a podcast. I just because I miss the store and I'm like, I need a hobby. We did our first show in a Starbucks at West Portal in San Francisco.
You were making zero money.
You're zero.
Just doing it for fun.
For years, just doing it for fun. None of us have ever said our opinion is the be all end all. It is just an opinion. But people started gravitating towards it because it was the truth.
So you went from being ignored to being attacked. And now you have influence. You guys really know your stuff. I look to you because I don't know anything. I'm just an entertainer. I look to you guys. You're the reporters kicking in the doors, following the stuff. What do you think's going on with Disclosure?
I think we're in a worse shape now than we ever have been. So I believe there is a faction in the government that really wants to let us know. Why? I don't know. I think there is some danger involved.